Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now is a long-term friend of mine. He is, I call him a baseball historian. He's forgotten more about the sport than I will ever know. We used to host together in Atlanta, Georgia. Patrick Creighton, full of fire and brimstone, joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Happy New Year, my brother. Good to talk to you. How are you, sir?
Dude, joining the number one. What's going on, bro?
great to talk to you, Patrick. You know, like I'll be real with you guys. It wasn't a fit. And Patrick, just so you know, there's no distinction I make between on-air and off-air conversation. I really wanted Patrick to audition for our open show, and it was a situation where he's in Houston right now. But I love this guy. I love that he's full of piss and vinegar, and I know he's going to bring that to us here today. Patrick, to start, I've seen you on social media coming to the defense of the Astros. I think this is kind of defenseless, man. You know, and we're seeing all this video now of Altuve celebrating, not wanting people to take his shirt off. I understand it was widespread, man, but how much of this nonsense can baseball survive? Dating back to strikes, steroids, and now this, brother.
Well, understand, when I'm defending the Astros, I'm not defending the Astros for using the videos and banging on the garbage can. But they're guilty of that. They got punished. They deserve to be punished. What I defend the Astros from is the nonsense, the lies, the propaganda, the false rumors, and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, anytime somebody's guilty of anything, it's pile-on time and, you know, facts be damned, we're going to say whatever the heck we want. Who cares what's wrong? And that's my issue with a lot of the media, is they know it's wrong. It's already been debunked. But, hey, I can get clicks out of this, so I'm going to push it anyway.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I get off on.
But the Los Angeles Council came out today and said that the Los Angeles Dodgers should be awarded the 2017 World Series, because as far as we know, they weren't cheating.
Listen, Patrick, I could say that I should be awarded to be married to Jessica Alba if I want to. It doesn't mean that it has any merit whatsoever.
Okay, but okay. I am a proponent, Patrick, of leaving the 27 World Series championship vacant. I'm a proponent of that. Why am I wrong?
Because you're a college football nerd and you're still stuck in that. Every time somebody, you know, washes a car with a university hose, oh, they're ineligible. Strip them. Ban them.
Yeah,
take away their
but
victory.
Patrick, they cheated. They cheated.
And what did we learn?
What do you get? Dating back to grade school, if you cheat on a test, you get a zero. You don't go home with the trophy.
It's not grade school, bro.
Come on! You're supposed to be bigger role models than that.
Athletes are not role models, okay? The one thing Charles Barkley was ever right about in his life: athletes are not role models. Do we take away the titles from the Patriots? Do we take away the titles from the Yankees when they had current steroid guys?
I do find it very interesting. Wait a minute.
The titles from all the teams of the 60s and 70s who were using guys who had amphetamines. Are we taking away the pennant from the 51 Giants, who used a spyglass so that Bobby Thompson could hit the shot heard around the world off Ralph Branca? The answer is no to all of these things. We don't take away titles after the fact, ex post facto, whatnot. But you hammer them when you catch them. The Astros got caught, they got hammered.
Okay.
The Red Sox got caught, they're going to get hammered. The Yankees got caught, they got fined with the Red Sox back in 2017. And they're the reason Rob Manfred came out with this edict of, the next team that I catch, it doesn't matter when they were doing it, but the next team that I catch, I'm going to take them behind the woodshed and I'm going to treat them like Adrian Peterson.
Oh, boy.
This is the idea we're going to take away titles or vacate wins. It's stupid in college. It's even worse in the pros. Those games were played. Those people went. It was on TV. The experience happened. You can't undo reality. What you can do is you can go back and you can fine, you can punish, you can suspend, etc.
So why is it, and I think this is a very fair question, how is it that immediately Major League Baseball teams are disavowing, disassociating themselves with any manager connected to this? But damn if Bill Belichick didn't do something really similar, and I don't ever remember any cry for his ouster. They even got busted, Patrick. They even got busted filming the Bengals again this year. You know, and so why is there no outcry for him to lose his job? And in baseball, these guys are gone yesterday as soon as they find out.
Well, isn't that the example of how powerful Bill Belichick is and how much of a fraud right now the idea that this sign-stealing scandal is like the worst thing in the history of baseball? It's not, but they're acting like it is because, dang it, we got a scandal and we're going to milk it for everything we can. And that's how it is. What we've learned from the Astros scandal and the investigation into the Astros scandal is, you know, they've got the goods on over a dozen teams. But baseball's not going to go into that because they don't want everyone to know. There's at least another dozen teams that baseball's got evidence on. They don't want to say the problem is so widespread. They don't want people questioning the integrity of the sport because baseball, since they brought the video rooms into baseball, right, and they put them right next to the freaking dugouts, didn't decide until the playoffs of 2018, hey, the video room's right next to the dugout. Everybody and their brother could go in there. Do you think maybe we should have somebody make sure they're not using the video room inappropriately? Well, hey, you know, maybe we should. It took them like a decade to figure that out because baseball doesn't care. Baseball doesn't care about cheating. It never has. Baseball doesn't care about sign stealing until somebody in the media puts it in the front. Baseball didn't care about steroids until Jim Bunning in Congress stomped on his gavel and said, hey, you know what? Either you do something about this or we're taking your antitrust exemption. They didn't believe Jose Canseco. It wasn't until Rick Helling came out and said, hey, this steroid thing is real. I know. I was there. I saw it. Right, baseball doesn't care. Their original steroid policy was they didn't have one.
Right, no,
they didn't care about amphetamines. They didn't care about cocaine. They don't care about anything. What they care about is home runs, pitching, and money coming out of the park.
Until, you know, they've had their head in the sand on all of these things, you're absolutely correct, until the PC police and until social media alerts them to it, they act like they had no idea it was in existence all along. When you can watch the Astros play and you can hear the garbage can being banged, and you're saying, wait a minute, something doesn't sound right on this video attempt. So let's move on to the vote tonight, Patrick.
Baseball exonerated the Astros no less than five times. Even with the garbage can banging, even with guys taking pictures right next to the dugout, it wasn't until Mike Fiers went to The Athletic and detailed exactly how it was done did baseball then say, oh, wow, I guess we should really look at them.
And it made me feel bad for this guy's last name, Farquhar? Is that how you say it? Danny Farquhar?
Danny Farquhar, yeah.
Yeah, it made me feel really bad for him when he's pitching against the Astros. He hears the garbage can being banged, and all he can do is call his catcher to the mound. Like, I would be running right to home plate and saying to the home plate official, I'm not pitching with this going on. Do you hear what's happening? There's no bang if it's a fastball. There's two bangs if it's an off-speed pitch. I'm not pitching under this environment. And you know, he felt helpless to do anything about it. It's obvious this was prevalent throughout, an epidemic throughout Major League Baseball. And, you know, it's just, I think the reason why this is so damaging to the sport is because baseball sticks its head in the sand and doesn't stay out in front of the cheaters. So let's shift gears now, Patrick, to tonight's Hall of Fame vote. I'm most interested in who you feel should get in.
Well, from a piece that was published on sportsmap.com, I put together what my ballot, if I had a vote, what my ballot would be. Obviously, Derek Jeter's on my ballot. I think Derek Jeter is actually going to challenge to be the second unanimous selection to the Baseball Hall with teammate Mariano Rivera.
Sure.
And to explain how hard that is, even Ken Griffey Jr., three knuckleheads, left him off the ballot.
Yeah, and there's really this stupid hard. There's this stupid thing like first time Hall of Famer and all this stuff. You're a Hall of Famer or you're not. Bobby Abreu, Jason Giambi, Derek Jeter, Cliff Lee, you know, they're making their debuts. We've got the guys, the list of guys that have been back after this year. I don't know why they make such a big deal out of this first time unanimous. You know, you're a Hall of Famer or you're not, Patrick. So Derek Jeter's obviously in. Yesterday we did, in honor of MLK Day, the five most impactful African-American sports figures of the 21st century. Derek Jeter was preeminent on that list. How about who else? You know, Patrick, I can fight with you all day long. I don't think it's particularly entertaining radio on my belief that I don't like the steroid guys getting in, but it does seem like they're creeping up. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds are creeping up to that magical 75% number.
The reality is this steroid guy's already in. You just don't know about it.
Yeah.
You know, and Barry Bonds, listen, steroids are not. You never fail the test. But Barry Bonds is the closest thing to Babe Ruth that any of us are ever going to see in our lifetime. He won 7 MVPs, 14 All-Stars, 8 Gold Gloves. He is the only member, he's the charter member of the 700-500 club, 700 homers, 500 steals. He's also the only member of the 600-500 club and the 500-500 club. He is the single-season and all-time home run king, the single-season and all-time walks king. He led the league in walks 12 times. The dude was the most feared hitter in baseball for 2 decades. It's not the Hall of Fame if you don't have the best players in the Hall of Fame. I don't care how you spin and say, oh, these guys, you know, were under the cloud of PEDs. This guy was under the cloud of betting. This guy was under the cloud of throwing a World Series. The best players belong in the Hall of Fame, or it's not a Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens are the greatest pitcher of the modern era. Dude won 7 Cy Youngs, 7 ERA titles. He's twice a pitching triple crown winner. You know, he's a 5-time strikeout king. He won 20 games 6 times. Oh, and he had a fastball that would take your head off. He won 354 games. These are two of the top 10 all-time players in the history of the game. If they're not in the Hall of Fame, then what the heck are we doing?
Well, yeah, but you have a Hall of Fame, Patrick, that doesn't have your home run king in. It doesn't have your hits king in, right? I mean, I think the Hall of Fame is already kind of a joke, right?
In that particular line, you're not wrong. And these are wrongs that need to be righted. Because you know what? The fans, people, baseball fans, they want them in. It's the crusty old guard of baseball writers who think that they're there to, you know, protect the integrity of the game. What they're really doing is pushing their own agendas and making themselves more important than they really are. And when those guys die off, all these guys are going to get in. The issue is, you know, Pete Rose and Barry Bonds comes, we just have to be dead before that. Because what good is that? Putting guys in after they're deceased is, you know, that's just admitting the penultimate mistake. You got to get them in while they're still here. Preferably while they're still, you know, cognizant and able to be charismatic and go up there and talk well and interact with fans and make it a fun event.
Patrick Creighton is a host for ESPN 97.5 in Houston, SB Nation Radio nationally. Grew up with the sport of baseball. We both grew up collecting baseball cards and knowing every stat. But the difference between Patrick and I is, I hit puberty and grew out of it. And Patrick, no, I'm just kidding, Patrick.
You want a horrible baseball card story?
Yeah.
My junior year of college, I had a binder that had about 300 pages of rare and really expensive baseball cards that on my break I had, on winter break, I had taken to a collector. And he said to me, come back to me when you come out of college. He offered me $40,000 for the book. I said, sure, we'll come back. I went back to school. I came back home, went into my closet, couldn't find the binder.
Oh, no.
Went into every room in the house, couldn't find the binder.
Oh, no.
Mom, you see my baseball card book binder? Oh, yeah, I threw them out. You didn't need those anymore. Mom, you threw out $40,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well. That was her answer. Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Like, I planned on, I'm paying off all my bills, I'm buying myself a car,
$40,000.
$40,000! Flushed it.
Oh, my God, brother. I am so sorry.
By the way, we still talk. I just want you to know, like, my mom and I, we still talk sometimes.
You know, it's funny, man, because I feel awful. That's the only story from our generation that I've heard about that. But every story from our parents' generation is like that. Either, you know, using them as bicycle spokes or the mom threw them away. My mom literally asks me two or three times a year, Mark, do you want to take up any of your baseball cards? They're really taking up a lot of space in the house. Mom, I don't have room to take them and you're not throwing them away. All right? Don't throw them away. Just kind of deal with it, please. Okay? Just don't throw them away, whatever you do. So I feel for you, brother. 40 grand. What was the best card you had?
At that time, because it was before all the PED stuff had come out. This is 1993. I had Cal Ripken rookies. I had, it was worth a lot of money. I had a bunch of these Mark McGwire Team USA cards were worth a lot of money. They're like gold foil cards and all kinds of stuff that I had back then that they were rare cards. I didn't even know they were rare. I just had them sit in a book for so long. And then while I was in college, one of my buddies said to me, hey, we're getting into this collectible card game because we needed something to do on nights when we were too broke to go out.
Yeah.
So we started playing this card game, and while we were in the store trying to buy cards, we saw baseball cards, and I'm like, hey, I have that. Whoa, how much is that card worth? And that's when you're like, wait a second, I got a bunch of this stuff sitting in a shoebox.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dollar signs go off. You start thinking, dude, I'm going to make some money. And then mom's like,
yeah, she chucks them. Brother, great to catch up with you, man. I can't believe I've been here for a year and haven't had you on the show the whole time. If I can help you anything SEC, ACC, Clemson, South Carolina related, let me know. Always appreciate your insight here. Miss hosting with you too, man. That was a ton of fun in Atlanta, man. Great catching up with you, brother.
My pleasure, bro. We'll talk soon.
All right. Patrick Creighton, ESPN 97.5 in Houston, Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.